Charlotte Bronte by Jane Eyre, read by Jane Ajia. I resisted all the way. A new thing for me, and a circumstance which greatly strengthened the bad opinion Bessie and Miss Abbott were disposed to entertain of me. The fact is, I was a trifle beside myself, or rather, out of myself, as the French would say. I was conscious that a moment's mutiny had already rendered me liable to strange penalties, and, like any other rebel slave, I felt resolved in my desperation to go all lengths. "Hold her arms, Miss Abbott! She's like a mad cat! What shocking conduct, Miss Eyre, to strike a young gentleman, your benefactress's son, your young master!" "Master? How is he my master? Am I a servant?" "No, you are less than a servant, for you do nothing for your keep. There, sit down and think over your wickedness." They had got me by this time into the apartment indicated by Mrs. Reed, and had thrust me upon a stool. My impulse was to rise from it like a spring. Their two pair of hands arrested me instantly. "If you don't sit still, you must be tied down," said Bessie. "Miss Abbott, lend me your garters. She would break mine directly." Miss Abbott turned to divest a stout leg of the necessary ligature. This preparation for bonds and the additional ignominy it inferred took a little of the excitement out of me.
"Don't take them off," I cried. I will not stir."